Welcome to the Apostolic Teachings of Eben Adeoton. Dr. Virus, as fondly known, is called, trained, and a faithful tour guide for the next generation. He has the mandate to violently influence and radicalize you through scriptures. This message is powered by TSF Church Mowe. TSF Church Mowe is one of the parishes of the Shepherd's Flock International Church nationwide. Locate us via Google Maps at TSF Church Mowe or visit our website www.mowe.tsfchurch.com. Remain thoroughly blessed by the Lord. Amen.
In the place of prayer, more than what we have asked. It says, the Spirit understands our infirmity. You know that which we are pained, where we are hurting. You know where to make the amends. You know where to carry out the surgery in our hearts, in our spirit, in our body. As a church, as an individual, as a family, we ask that you ride on. Ride on in your majesty. And let your glory be evident in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Can you please have your seats? You're welcome in the presence of God. God bless you for being here. It's going to be a very short one this morning. I know you can remember, today is the third Sunday in the month, and we have decided that every third Sunday of the month, we want to be able to go out there to bring them in. Amen. Last month we started it, and this month we don't want to be found wanting. We also want to go out there. We'll go with our flyers. We'll go with anything we can use to propagate the gospel, to let them know that the church is available around here. And I know God will do the rest. Ours is to go, like he said. Ours is to go. We will heed the call by going, and it will help us this morning in Jesus' name. So I'll just take a very short sermon. Pray for me that the sermon will not go beyond the timing that I have planned to spend. You know, when the Spirit comes upon you, but they say the Spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophets. So, are we ready? Are we ready for God? It's like we are not ready. Are we ready for God? All right, let's take our sermon confession. Please, let's have the first part of his confession. As I see to listen to God's word today, a door of utterance is open to me, and I receive and hear clean and clear directions for my day, week, and year. The glorious voice of God clearly comes to me. Next, I listen under the influence of the Spirit of God, and I am not distracted by anything or anyone. The word of God is food to my spirit, wine to my heart, energizing my morning. My day springs and creates joy within me. I make quantum leaps. My face is oiled by the word of God, and I radiate victory in all areas of my life. As my eye makes contact with the scriptures used in this message, the Holy Spirit opens new things to me. He also brings to my remembrance things Jesus once showed me. I come to understand God's system and institute God's kingdom on the earth and receive instructions, encouragement, correction, and the ability to live out God's will in Jesus' name. A big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Eternal Rock of Ages, we are grateful for your love towards us this morning. We have come in your presence this morning. We ask that you will speak to our spirit, our soul, our body, and your name only will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. All right, this morning, by the grace of God, I want to speak quickly, admonish us, and exalt us by saying, what is your part in growing this church? We're looking at love. This is agape this month. So I have been talking about your relationships. I've talked about your connections. I've talked about how we can live our lives in our homes. Now, the home church, which is your spiritual family, that is where I'll be talking about this morning. How do we grow this church? What is your part? What is my part in growing this church? Read with me 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Please open your Bibles. From verse 14. It says, I am writing these things to you now, even though I hope to be with you soon. 15. So that if I am delayed, you will know how people must conduct themselves in the house of God. This is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and foundation of truth. Verse 16, without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Let's go back to 15 again, so that you get it. It says, so that if I delay, you will know how people must conduct themselves in the house of God. This is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and foundation of truth. Another scripture I would like to read to us this morning is Ecclesiastes chapter 9. You will need wasu. That is Ecclesiastes chapter 9. It says that whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your heart and with all your might. I have observed something under the sun. That's exactly 9 verse 11. I observed something under the sun. Something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. And the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. And the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful life. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. People can never predict when hard times might come. Like fish in the net of birds in the trap. On birds in the trap of trap. People are caught by sudden tragedy. That's just trying to show you a preamble of what I have in mind to share with us this morning. And I said, I'm sharing with us on growing your church. Growing the grand pillar of truth. No doubt about that. As we have seen in 1 Timothy 3, verse 15, that the church is the root, is the foundation, is the pillar of what? The truth. And the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. It says, when you get come in contact with the truth, then you are set free. Amen. Are you there? So this morning, I want to share with us, I wish I can give you a background of how the church was formed. But just take it from me, a good definition of the word church is simply an assembly of the called out ones. An assembly of the called out ones. People who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light when they assembled together, just like they did in Acts. That was the beginning of the church, of the New Testament church. As they came together, that was when the church was birthed in the New Testament. But what am I saying to us this morning? This morning, I want you to understand what the church is. Listen, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. This will just be a building.
Until we come together, two or three of us come together with the mindset of saying we want to pray to God, with the mindset that we want to fellowship to God, that is when this building becomes a church. It's a mere building if we are not here. It's a mere building if we are not here. I used to have friends that their building they use for church, they can use during the week, they use it for something else. He has this opinion that, look, that's not the church. The church is now in our heart. In the beginning, it was temple. It was a tent of meeting they were carrying about in the beginning. Like in Noah's Ark, that was the beginning of the church. Noah's Ark was the first church. God always wanted to have a church where he could fellowship with us. Just like in the Garden of Eden, he always had a church. But now, it says, yeah, the temple of the Holy Ghost. So that means that God now dwells in us. The church is now in us. So when two of us come together, two, three, increasing number, coming together, we have come to church. That is where we have a church. We have the assembly of people together. So I hope I've clarified the word, the church. That is why he said in that people, give me that scripture again. 1 Timothy 3 verse 15. One more time, give me that scripture. 1 Timothy 3 verse 15. Are you there? Let's go back to that scripture. 1 Timothy 3, 15. I want you to see something there. He explains what the church is. He says, so that if I am delayed, you will know how people must conduct themselves in the household. It's a household of God. This is the church of the living God. What happens in the church of the living God? This is where you have the pillar and the foundations of truth. It does not change. Facts will change. Truth is permanent. The scripture has been written over 2,000 years ago, but it is still very much relevant in this our world because it is the living word of God. Hebrews 4:2 says what? The word of God is quick and sharper. It's living. It's quick. I like the Passion Translation. He says he's a surgeon's scalpel. You know how sharp the knife of a surgeon is? All he just needs to do is put spirit. And he mainly puts it, pimp, the body will just tear. He says the word of God is sharp like that. Even much sharper than that. Word that has been, you know, even this blade or knife that has been used 2,000 years ago, it won't be that sharp until today. You have to be sharpening it. But he said the word of God is always living sharp. And where you can only hear the word of God is where? In the church of the living God. It's in the church. So how do we conduct ourselves? Like Apostle Paul was telling them, how people must conduct themselves. How do we conduct ourselves? Before I go into that details this morning, I would like to quickly tell you five ways at which a church should grow. Five quick ways. Please, if you're writing, come along with me. There are five ways that our church needs to grow. And as I go over these five ways, you begin to ask yourself the question, what way are we growing in your heart? Answer that question. Amen. Number one way we need to grow downwards, just like a plant. If a plant will grow, it must grow roots first. If you put a seed in the soil, the first thing scientists have discovered, first thing you observe is that it will first grow roots down. That is why a church needs to grow roots downwards. What do we mean by growing roots downwards? They need to have a structure. They need to have a defined vision, a defined mission, a strategy on how they are going about their activities that is growing downwards. People need to take up responsibilities in the church where they have a structure. They know who is the higher in command, who is next, who needs to do what, who needs to stand that, who needs to sing, who needs to do this, who needs to do that. That is where you have a church. It must have roots growing downwards. A church must grow downwards. A church must have structure. And I used to say it, if you put your life in order, order is the mother of increase. Immediately you put a structure to a thing, you put it finely organized, you lay the foundation properly, you put the pillars, what happened? You will be able to make your complete structure. Amen. So the question is, does our church have structure? Have we grown downward? Number two ways we need to grow. We need to grow upward. That's the second part that plants grow. Immediately they grow roots downward. The next thing is they will begin to grow shoots upward. They begin to grow shoots upward. They begin to grow shoots upward. What does it mean to grow shoots upward? As a church, we need to increase in number. We need to increase in number. We need to increase in every side. All our members need to increase. We don't need to be stagnated. We've stayed too long under the number 15. 15, 20. 15, 20. 15, 17. We go back. The highest we've done is 24. And we go back again. And we start all over again. We start trying to move up. Are we increasing upward? Are we growing upward? If we are not growing upward, we have a part to play this morning. Number three, we need to grow inwards. The difference between growing upward, downwards, and inwards is that you see, you notice the plant. When it grows root down, it grows shoots up. The next thing is because it begins to grow its internal organs. What does that mean? Everyone in the church needs to grow in his own personal capabilities. We have set the structures. We are increasing in number. When we increase in number, responsibility will increase. But people need to grow themselves to be able to stand in those responsibilities. Imagine if this church is over 500. Can I visit all 500? Imagine if this church, 500 is even too much. If this church is 200, can I come to all 200 in the week? Every week? Oh, we know all 200 by their names. Somebody help me. Do you get what I'm saying now? So we need to grow inwards. We need to grow in our own individual life. Our spiritual life needs to grow. That's why you will notice, I think we are doing a little bit on this. I have taken my time to sit with us to be doing teachings because I want us to grow in our abilities. So that when time comes and responsibility begins to show up, one of the things I used to say about growth is that if you remember, growth will always bestow you responsibility. Like this young, beautiful girl as she's growing, there are some things you don't need to tell her to do anymore. She will do them. Oh, my mommy is cooking in the kitchen. She's with her mommy. Why? She's growing. Mommy doesn't need to. Don't you see that? You know, she has not grown. If she has grown, she knows that, when mommy is in the kitchen, I should be with her. Growth bestows that responsibility on her. Is somebody listening to me this morning? So we need to grow inwards. Growth bestows responsibility on us. Just like saying, I'm grown now. I've grown, I've grown, I've grown, I've grown. And I'm not thinking of having the next generation. I've not grown. And when you're thinking of having the next generation, that's what? Responsibility. Amen. Can you come with me with this morning? There is nobody who will say he has grown and does not take up more responsibility. He said, to whom much is given, much is required of. That's inward growth. And number four is outward growth. We need to grow outward. That's why, by the grace of God, I've been brainstorming on what can we do to this community. What we need to grow outward is this community needs to feel our impact. They need to know something for us and say, ah, that church is the one that did this. Yes, we may not have grown financially to that point because we have not grown inwards financially to get the muscle to be able to do something magnificent. But listen, if we look very well, something very small, it will go a long way. I remember when we were in campus fellowship, we just bought baskets, waste bin, and that was what we gave to the school. We put waste bin in strategic locations. And they are labeled MFN Campus Fellowship. It's a good way. I've been thinking of it. I wanted to buy this vest for this cyclist. And we just brand it TSF. But it's a very good vest. It's a reflective vest. So at night when they are driving, they don't even need lights. If somebody is driving and is coming, it mainly reflects light on them. They will be able to know, oh, somebody is coming. I thought about it for a while. I'm thinking of something. We need to impact this community. Our headquarters church did something very interesting. You see the streets at which we used to walk into the church was started by us, by the church, by the headquarters church. It was started by the headquarters church. To the extent that the local government came and said, oh, you tied this place, okay, don't pay tax for this year. They had to like, oh, let's give you this because you have done this to us. Amen. So we need to look for ways to impact the environment. You see that even in the church, there is what they call scholarship. We have scholarship, TSF, our TSF scholarship in the church. Why are we doing all this? Because we want to impact our environment. Number five, we need to outgrow our growth. We need to outgrow growth. You know one thing I used to like my boys for? If the mom said he has bought something wonderful for them, especially clothes, give it 2 weeks. They will embarrass you because the clothes will have jumped. They have outgrown the clothes. As we grow in our individual lives, you will see that we will outgrow in the church. What do I mean by outgrow growth? At this point in time, we should be splitting and thinking of having a double service if this place has been filled up. By now, we should have pushed ourselves to say, okay, first service, second service, third service, fourth service, fifth service. It will happen if we make a move. That's when we outgrow growth. Just like simply put, if life, like a simple amoeba, if he wants to increase, all he does is it divides itself into two. He mainly divides itself into two. What has happened? It is no more one. It is now what? Two. If two divides into two, what is no more one? What is now what? So if all of us, as we are sitting right down here, if we decide to bring one person each, will this chair contain us? Amen. Will this chair contain us? Do you see why we need to outgrow growth? May the Lord help us this morning. Just like Proverbs 4:18, he said, the path of a just is as what? It's as a shining light. Shining brighter and brighter until the... So you need to keep growing and outgrowing your yesterday. That's outgrowing growth. We outgrow growth. So how can we help our church grow? I'll quickly do this and God will help me this morning. How can we help our church grow? We can do all we can. Just like that scripture says. It says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. It's found in the book of Ecclesiastes. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your what? With all your might. Do everything possible to make it a reality that you are helping the church of God to grow. Make it a reality, please. I'd like to encourage us to make it a reality. We can all do something. our little drops
can be collated to become a mighty ocean.
He said, it's just one drop. It starts from one drop. One drop. One drop. One drop. One drop. One drop. It's just one drop that is falling like rain yesterday. Or early this morning. It was early this morning, right? When the rain came down. It came as one drop. But the one drop almost filled the whole road. Amen. So that is what, if we do your own tiny bit there, your own little bit there, your one drop of water there, you will see that will begin to help the church to grow. So quickly, I want to share seven things, seven ways at which we could help our church grow. Number one, seven ways at which our church could, we can help our church grow. Number one, this is month of love. This is month of agape. So we need to also share love. So number one, by growing yourself. And you know, I've thought about growth. I've told you that if you need to grow, you need to be deliberate. It's a deliberate activity. It's a deliberate sum total of activities. It's a combination of several activities. So we need to begin to grow ourselves. Maturing to become more conscious about your responsibilities. By growing your relationship, by growing your finances, by growing your self-worth, by growing in every aspect of your life. Imagine if you are growing, if you have grown from what we used to know you as yesterday. Your financial capacity has grown. What happens? It will attract people to you. And before you know it, it will attract people to the church. Because this is your first, your spiritual address. I remember some nights ago, my younger sister, they were, I was with my mom last week, and she was mentioning that she's bringing someone to get married to, and I was like, the first question I was asking, you guess what question I was asking? What church does he attend? Why? Because that is the spiritual. I'm learning to look for what is the spiritual address of your life. That is where the church is. That's what the church is. Many people ask to sign guarantor. One of the first people they would say you should sign, you should bring to sign is your what? Your pastor. Why? They believe that he knows you spiritually, physically, and even emotionally. So he should be able to say, oh, I vouch for this person. Are we there? So please, we need to grow ourselves. We need to grow ourselves. That's number one. We need to grow in every dimension. Of all the seven dimensions of growth I've mentioned before, we need to deliberately decide, I want to grow. Because if I grow, my church will grow. Amen. Number two thing we can do to help our church grow. By helping others within the church to grow. By helping others within the church to grow. Help the younger ones. Help the young teenagers. Oh, somebody is doing business. You're already in that business. You've already achieved in that business. Why not put the other person through? Oh, this is what you do. This is what I did. Don't make this mistake I made when I was doing starting. This is how you go about it. Help people within the church. I know many people who attended church just because they know they will get help from the church. Though sometimes they overdo it. They come to church and they don't believe that that is where their help will come from. They don't know that when you come to church, it is to look up to God who is able to connect you to the person of destiny. Amen. So we need to help each other in church. There are some things I know. I need to let you know the same thing. There are some things you know, if you share them with us and we all grow in our own respective dimension, what happens? The story is told of a church who had just three brothers. And these three borers were IT. They were top people in IT world. What did they now do? They came all together and said, okay, let's make a small computer training in church. But anybody who wants to attend computer training will attend and get it for free with one condition. Your mommy and your daddy must attend the church. And the computer training will run for 1 year. Did you know, before long, the church jumped in number from 20 to 250 in 1 year just by computer training. And then computer was a very lucrative business. Anyone who understood computer was like, was a hot cake. So these brothers were teaching them the skill of computer. It's a challenge for me too, that I'm standing here. I'm already looking into it. I'm already working, looking at the modalities of what I can do. I'm waiting, maybe if I finish my program that takes me the weekend. I said I want to convert this place to a tutorial center. But the only condition you can get it for free is if your mommy and your daddy will attend, one of them must attend service. For the whole year, GC is coming very soon. So I'm looking at after May, when I'm done with my exams, I'm looking at how I'm going to set it up. So you need to participate in this. So if we call you up, come and teach those subjects, you should be able to do something. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have it. We can share it. Amen. Do we get it now? So please, we need to move. Help others within the church. Are you a business person? Share your businesses with others. Spare your business success with others. Number three, how do we help the church to grow? How do we participate in the growth of a church? Number three, by praying for your church. How many of us pray for the church? See, when we say pray for the church, it doesn't mean, let me just make help us here. Imagine if all of us, as we are seated here, just take two minutes every day. Two minutes, almost in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. Just two minutes praying for the church. Oh Lord, prosper the way of our pastor. Prosper the way of his wife. Prosper the way of his children. Every children in TSF Mowi, may they be thoroughly blessed by the Lord. Just in 2 minutes. Let every child in this household, let them be blessed by the Lord. Let them be elevated in everything they do. May they be academically brilliant. May they not fail any exam. All those in higher institutions, may they come out with flying colors. All you just need is just 2 minutes. Every time you remember the church, just say, Lord, TSF Mowi is in your hand. All the programs we have lined up, Sunday service, Lord, let Sunday service be filled with your power. Let Tuesday service be filled with your service. Let Wednesday service be filled with your power. Let Saturday, just every program, you just say a word of prayer. Let's make it a habit. Let's say a word of prayer for the church. Listen, who is the church? Huh? So if I say a word of prayer, who am I saying a word of prayer for? Yourselves. Amen. Remember families in the church. Oh, Lord, I lift up the Godwins into your hand, Lord Jesus. Whatever they're going through, solve the problem for them in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I lift up the Egbafon in your hands. Whatever they're going through, solve the problem, Lord Jesus. Pray for others. Pray for members of the church. Pray for the church. We're already saying we are building. We are planning to build. How many of us have lifted up our voice in our tight corner and say, Lord, TSF Mowi wants to build. Oh, I may not have what it takes to be able to pay for the rent or pay for the building, but I have my prayer. Because prayer is the currency in which we can spend. We can invite the presence of God into it. We need to pray. By praying. Prayer is like nourishing. You see, when you plant a seed, the seed always nourish the soil. I said that last week too. So, nourish your soil by praying for the peace of the church. 1 Timothy 2:1-4. That's why they say you should pray for Jerusalem. That they that live in it may eat the fruit thereof, right? We say you should pray for anywhere we find ourselves, the community. Pray that it will be peaceful. Pray that it will be well with them. Pray that everything will go beautiful. Just take 2 minutes. Pray for the choir. Pray for our equipment. They will not go bad. Pray for our workers. That when they begin to show up, they will be committed to the job. Pray for everyone, every upcoming project, every program. Anytime we bring flyers and we are sharing, pray on the flyers. Lord, all these flyers, touch the heart of people as we share them. Pray. Just 2 minutes. And the Lord will do wonders in our midst in Jesus' name. Number four. Are you there? Can I go on number four? Number one, what did I say was number one? Growing yourselves. Number two, helping others within the church. Number three, praying for your church. Number four, by being a good example inside the church and a great ambassador outside the church. By being a good example inside the church and a great ambassador outside the church. Let people see you and say, ah, please, ma, where is that place you used to go to? Let your dressing speak. Let your attitude speak. Let your lifestyle speak. Let everything concerning you speak. A research was carried out, though it was not carried out here in Nigeria, but it was carried out abroad. It was figured out that people who live around the church don't attend the church, most church. And they were now wondering, why don't they attend the church? So, they carried out the research and they found out something very interesting. They found out that many times when members are coming out of the church, they are always grumbling. Oh, the sermon went too long today. Oh, look at that one, the way he was singing. They were always murmuring and complaining and people living around the church. Some people even leave the church and go and be fighting at the car park. So all those people living around the church, we are seeing all these things and said, ah, me, I can't be part of this kind of people who do all these things. So we may be doing the same. You may be wondering, we don't have car park here, but we may be doing the same. Maybe some people are hearing the way we shout at ourselves outside where we are going. Hey, come here. You never can tell. But maybe they see us and we are modest. We address ourselves with kind words. We are so caring to each other. And they are so evident. You don't know what love does. Love has a power of infecting people. You will just see them. They just want to gravitate towards us. That, this kind of people who are always smiling, laughing, and they are looking clean, as if something must be there. I need to connect to this thing that is there. Amen. We need to be good examples in words, in deeds. Example in church. Let your family become an example that every family wants to become like. Oh, I want to dress like my pastor's wife. Mommy, I like the way my pastor's wife is dressing. I want to be, please make sure my clothes is dressed like that. Oh, I want to be an example. Oh, I like the way Sister Vivian is singing. Mommy, I too want to be singing. Let it be the words among us. Everyone become an example and be a great ambassador out there. Somebody said, and I will quote him. He said, if you attend a church and you have not brought a friend has not followed you to church, or your neighbor have not followed you to church, he said, you don't love your church. He said, you don't what? You don't love your church. So if we say we love God and we love the church, which we find ourselves, our spiritual home, household, say the household of God. If we love this household of God, we should be an ambassador outside. There should be something to distinct us to say, that person must be a TSFite. Let it become a brand name. And say, as that sister is even walking, he must be walking like a TSFite. As that brother is just going, he must be... I'm not trying to blow my trumpet here, but let me say this. I notice in my community where we live, even without telling them, I just noticed everybody started calling me pastor. And I'm wondering, how? I've been trying to hide it.
May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Please, let's be a good example and let's be an ambassador. Let's be a good example. I wrote some things here. Being an example, paying tithe, being punctual, being attentive, writing down messages, taking note during sermon. If you have not brought your neighbor and friends to church, then we are not good example and ambassadors of our church. Let your children and family be an example to copy in the church. Don't give the wrong impression about your church to your community. The way we talk to ourselves after service speaks volume. Stop grumbling. Neighbors are listening. How can we have people around us loafing around when service is going on? Why can't we impact them? How can we be beneficial to them? Amen. Number five. How can I help my church to grow? By inviting others to church. I said it the other time. If every one of us just bring one. Everybody. One. I tell you, we will need to rent more chairs. Right? Even by the time we rent more chairs, we may need to have second service because this place will not contain us. So we need to invite neighbors and friends. When we invite our neighbors and friends, we are also growing the church. Stop coming to church alone. This thing happened on campus. A deeper life brother speaks to you and you agree that you will attend service. You are in for it. As early as 1 hour 30 minutes to when, maybe the service was 10 o'clock. 8 a.m. They are sitting there in front of you. Immediately you are waking, you are still trying to. The knock you hear on the door. Maybe you think it's your neighbor, okay? Brother, we have come. It's still 10 o'clock. No, don't worry, we'll wait for you. They will wait. Is there anything you need to do? You want to wash? Don't worry, we'll clear it before you know it. So before 30 minutes to that time when the service will start, you're already on your way to the church. That's the way they do it. The Bible says we should compel them to come. It didn't say, hey, come to our church. It says, stand on their neck, make sure they come. That's the way he puts it in Hebrew. Compel them until they come. If we plan ourselves so well, 30 minutes before 9 p.m., 8:30, we are in the houses of all those we want to invite to be here. 30 minutes before time. We have helped them with their children, for those who have children. We have helped them, she has better the children. You have quickly helped her, wear the clothes, do this, do that. Would we come late? Would the person come late? Won't it also encourage the person to be here? Amen and amen. We need to invite our friends and our neighbors. If what we are hearing is profiting our lives, why are we then selfish? Why are we trying to myself? We can do more. That's how to show love to the church. That's the way to show love to your church. Amen. That's the way we show love to our church. So number six, are we there? By being involved in the church, become passionate about the church. It's your spiritual family. Be involved. How many of us have phone numbers of the next person by your side? Amen. So please, I beg you in the name of God, let us get involved in church. By the grace of God also, I've been working on this. There's an idea that came into me. I'll be working on it too. What I'll be doing is, I will create a throw banner at the back here where we can always come after service and take selfies. Listen, let me tell you something. 20 children cannot play for 20 years. Where God is still taking us to is still far. So, the fact that we are together today, we better begin to maximize it. Take pictures. You may not understand what I'm saying. Take pictures. If I become the governor tomorrow, I'm very jealous. I'm very selfish. I mentioned myself. If I become the governor tomorrow, how will you be able to prove
that you once know me. Oh yeah, prove it. Ah, I get that before on a property. You get my number. If I don't pick the phone, Ungo. If I now immediately you call the governor, I have an official number now. Ah, all you just need to do is just fold the picture and just write behind it, Pastor, I am outside here. Give it to security. Please give it to him. Security, see picture. See you in the picture. See, you say, wait here, madam. Takes the picture in. It will get to me. Because they're saying, for you to have brought picture and birth, and you are there, this person must be very, very important. Let me tell you two people who their life changed because of a picture. I have a pastor friend, he's based in Oshogbo. Olarewaju Ni is his name. He went on a seminar by Reverend Sam and the likes, Yemi Davis. He used the opportunity during the seminar and he took pictures with them. You know what he did with that picture? Anytime he's doing program in Oshogbo, he just pastes that picture. It's that picture that comes up. So all those who love Reverend Sam, who love Yemi Davis, they know that this boy must be a, because he looks younger than the two of them. So they feel he must be the son of this. Because of that, he now connected back to Yemi Davis. Yemi Davis is now like his spiritual father. That was how he got the connection. Just by picture he took at the seminar. He said, sir, do you mind me taking a selfie with you? He said, yeah, no problem. They will smile. They took. Sam Adeyemi himself, he had been a pastor for a long time in Lagos and was, his church was not booming. Nobody was knowing him. Until one day, he met Professor Pat Otomi, the youngest minister in Nigeria. He was a minister in Nigeria at the age of 21. He was the youngest in the military era. He was a minister. So, in that training, they both speak in that event, and they took picture. Boom. And that picture landed on the front page of one of the notable newspapers. Either Guardian or Tell, I don't know which one. That was the announcement he needed for his destiny. Picture. There is one that was even going through social media recently. I think I posted it to pastors. A group of people went on a tour. They took their photographer to go on that tour. And they went, it was like a picnic, like when they go for Jerusalem and all that. So they went. So another group also came. So in the course of that, they've taken so many pictures. The man has taken so many pictures. So they decided, like, let another photographer take us picture. So in the course of another photographer taking them picture, you know, the other their own photographer was now in the picture of that, what? Of that group. You know, as a photographer, you're taking picture, you're not going to show in the picture. But now, that was the only picture that was taken by the outside photographer that was printed, and they said that was the only picture they're going to use. So this photographer got angry and went away. I'll post it to you. And went away and was angry. How come they did not post it? It was until one day, his phone started ringing left, right, and center. Apparently, what the group did was this. That picture where he was the one who took their picture was used for the magazine at the front page. And they labeled it, this is the best photographer that did the job. And inside the magazine, all what he did, snapping them, was showing inside the magazine. Imagine if he did not take that picture. How will he get announced? That's how he became a renowned photographer that the world is always looking for. Amen. So please, let us get involved. When it is Ashoebi's time, you know, if you're a family member and there's an Inowo Wambe and they pick Ashoebi, even in church, this is your spiritual family. If they pick Ashoebi, partake. Amen. Nobody will pick Ashoebi that will be more than your Muslim. I can assure you that. But let's get involved as a family. Don't say it's their church. Our church. I like the children so well. Anywhere they see this logo, you see them, they'll shout. TSF Mowe. Everywhere is TSF Mowe. It's not just TSF. It's TSF Mowe. I used to smile. I said, they understand what I'm talking about. Amen. So number seven.
How do I help my church to grow? By supporting the church financially. Support the church financially. You say, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. Support the church financially. Participate in all aspects of our offerings. Now, different dimensions of the offering. Make your, just decide. I will, even if it is one naira, you will be put in there. You don't know what you are doing. You are, those offerings are unlocking doors, windows from in heaven, like heaven said. Like the scripture said. Participate in all aspects of the offering. Always ensure God's house does not lack meat. The story is told of David. He said the sword he used, he won from Goliath, from the fight with Goliath. He took that sword and went to keep that sword in the house of God. The day his life was being run after by Saul, it was that sword. He ran into the temple to hide and came to ask the priest, do you have any sword? So I can even guide myself, because there is no even sword. He was running for his life. There was nothing. And the priest said, there is one sword. You are the one that even kept the sword here now. If you have not financially supported the church, that scripture we read in Ecclesiastes, there is time when there is sudden tragedy, God will not let it be our lot. But we cannot avoid it if you still live in this flesh. That is when your spiritual family should be able to stand up for you. That is when you should be able to say, oh, I have a household. But you have not done your own part. And you are anticipating, I'm a member of that church. They supposed to what? Have you supported? Supposed to. If we check the record, is your record? Do you have a record financially with the church? I'm not trying to make this place a financial clubhouse or something. But listen, let's give God the room to bless us. Let's give God the room to rebook revolvers for our sake. Let's give God the room to grow this church. We have building projects at hand. Decide, I will do this. Raise the bar as God blesses you. Increase it. Increase your goal. I've told God, God helping me, I will do certain percentage on this building. I know it will help me. What they gave, the quality surveyor gave us is 18 million naira. In 18 million naira, how much will you drop? Even if it is money for one block, drop it. Even if it is just the money that will be used for digging, drop it. Oh, I can't spend money, but I can spend my time. Spend it. Because in this way, you are helping the church. You always ensure God's house does not lack meat. You can pay for your pastors. Okay, this is one interesting idea that came to me. You don't need to wait for what do I do? Or expecting pastor to give you. You can do something very interesting. Pay for a vacation for your pastor. I know somebody will get to that level. We are past that level. We say, pastor, we just want you to go and rest for 2 weeks. Eh? We have paid for your flight ticket to go to Calabar and enjoy Obudu Cattle Ranch. Enjoy the breeze and everything. And come back with your cheeks shining. Amen. Very simple things. Sponsor people in church. As small as WAEC, 4,500. 1,500. Sponsor them. Eh? We do it as a church. Apart from our 31% that we give to the national, I take my time. I look at some ministry around me. I sow seed to them. Hoping that, look, Lord, as you are moving us forward, you will move them forward too. What am I trying to do? I am trying to ensure that I grow the church. Let's rise to our feet. You move mountains. Let's rise to our feet.
mountain. You move mountain. You move mountain.
This message is powered by the Shepherd's Flock International Church, Mowe, Ogun State. Share your testimonies with us via the phone number 0803-0682-464 or visit our website www.mowe.tsfchurch.com. Remain thoroughly blessed by the Lord. Amen.